Well, give your summer interns an advantage with Sports Business Journal. Our on-campus and university program is giving leagues and teams and agencies, all organizations, a chance to boost their interns' knowledge of the sports industry with discounted subscription options to Sports Business Journal. For more information on how to register your summer interns, contact collegehelp at sportsbusinessjournal.com. That's collegehelp at sportsbusinessjournal.com. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcourt. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. I have said before that Chicago Bears CEO Kevin Warren is really trying to change the image and the narrative around the Chicago Bears. He wants them in the news. He wants them to be seen as leaders, as progressive and dynamic, and he wants them to be the talk of sports. Well, they are set up to be the talk of the sports business for the next few days. First, the Bears today, Wednesday, will unveil their long-awaited plans for a new enclosed stadium on the Chicago lakefront during a news conference at Soldier Field. This will give the first public look at their big plans. And let's confirm, they are big. The stadium and the surrounding development on the lakefront will cost an estimated $4.6 billion, with half of that money right now earmarked to come from taxpayers. Now, the Bears plan to pledge $2.3 billion, which is a lot for Bears ownership, but it also includes an additional $2.3 billion in public support, which is a hefty public tab. So we'll see the reaction to that plan. That is today. All of this will come a day before the very important NFL draft on Thursday. And we know where the Bears sit. They hold the number one overall pick. They appear likely to select Caleb Williams as their number one quarterback of the future. They pick again at number nine in the first round. So they could really revamp their franchise in a three-day period, with plans for a new stadium and then some key players for on-the-field success. So keep your eye on the Chicago Bears. As I said, a big week in the NFL with the draft starting on Thursday night. Detroit seems to be ready. It will be a big show. You'll see a bunch of efforts around sponsorship and branding. You also saw a number of efforts around new uniforms this week. And let me just say this. The Nikeization, or whatever we want to call it, the influence of Nike on NFL uniforms and the NFL look on the field seems to continue to increase. That, or teams are thinking more boldly than ever, because many of these new looks are quite different. First, the Denver Broncos, they rolled out their first major uniform change since 1997 this week. They debuted their Mile High collection. It's, certainly the primary color of orange, but there's white, there's navy. They do look different than previous years. This was a two-year process, and there are 10 uniform combinations in all, and a white helmet that's included as an alternate helmet. But it's not just the Broncos. Check out what the Texans have done. They continue their franchise makeover with major changes to their uniforms. They have four options for their uniforms, vastly different from each other. Two are more traditional home and road uniforms. Two are very different with different helmet designs. So if you pull it all back, yes, it's about more choices for fans, more SKUs, more items for customers and fans to purchase, but we're seeing a more aggressive look and feel to these uniforms. Some will love them, some won't. In addition to the Broncos and the Texans, the Lions and the Jets already unveiled new uniforms for this upcoming season. So if you've seen them, let me know what you think of the new look NFL uniforms. Speaking of Nike, they will soon formally announce a deal with Caitlin Clark. That is an 8-year deal worth up to $28 million, easily the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. Both the Wall Street Journal and The Athletic have really good pieces about the whole pitch process and the negotiating process between Clark, the apparel companies, and her agents. And Caitlin Clark was, of course, highly sought after. Puma was interested. Under Armour was interested. Adidas was interested. They all talked about a potential deal, and Caitlin Clark was reportedly very involved in the discussions. Now, Nike's original offer was worth about $3.5 million a year. It did not include a signature shoe line for her. They wanted her to be part of the Kobe Bryant line. But eventually, Nike changed their approach and their pitch. They added a signature shoe as part of an updated proposal. That cleared the deal. It eventually just became too much for Under Armour to pay for Caitlin Clark. So Nike won out. Remember, Caitlin Clark originally had a name, image, and likeness deal with Nike in 2022. That deal expired following the 23-24 season. Hence, new deal, Nike wins out, 8-year deal worth up to $28 million. Caitlin Clark is represented by Excel Sports Management, who led all the negotiations on this deal. Let's stay with the WNBA and Caitlin Clark because the business metrics continue. The Indiana Fever are looking to leverage the popularity of Clark. They'll put 17 of their games on free over-the-air local television this coming season. So they'll be on the local NBC and MeTV affiliates in Indianapolis. Overall, 36 of the Fever's 40 regular season games are already slated for national telecasts. Now she'll even get more local exposure and more business gains by the W as teams are seeing a real run at the box office, which is a very important business metric that we discussed yesterday on the Buzzcast. Here are two examples. The Dallas Wings have sold out season ticket memberships for the upcoming season, and that's for the first time in the franchise's history. They have sold out season ticket memberships, and this comes less than 2 weeks before their opening preseason home game against, yes, you guessed it, the Fever. So Wings season ticket memberships account for nearly 40% of the 6,200 seats at the College Park Center in Arlington where they play. The other seats are single game sales. But here's a stat that shows how hot the Wings tickets are right now. Individual ticket sales were already up more than 1,000%. Overall ticket sales are up more than 200%. And the team has started a wait list for the first time. A wait list for memberships, yes. But it's not just the Wings. In Atlanta, the Dream have also sold out their season ticket allotment for the upcoming season. Three games, yes, including one against the Fever, have already sold out. And yes, the Dream announced their first ever season ticket waitlist. So the bottom line is we are seeing real business momentum around ticket sales at the WNBA, and this is shaping up to be one of the most important stories of 2024. You know, it seems like every day on the Buzzcast, we have an update on a new mixed-use development in sports. Today's update comes from Orlando, as approval has been granted by local leaders for a $500 million mixed-use project at the Sports and Entertainment District. This will be developed on just over 8 acres next to the Kia Center. It's a joint venture that includes the Orlando Magic and the Machete Group and JMA Ventures. The plan is to break ground by the end of this year. And in the first phase of development, there'll be a 260-room hotel. There'll be a live events venue for about 3,500 people. There'll be a residential tower, office space for the Magic, retail space, parking. So this plan is ambitious. It's been long in the works, and this development will play a key role in Orlando's bids for big sports events, including the NBA All-Star Game, which the Magic certainly has on its radar. So a big mixed-use development outside the Kia Center looks to break ground later this year. And finally, if you have a good thing, keep it going. And continuity is good. That's what crossed my mind when the Kansas City Chiefs agreed to contract extensions with President Mark Donovan, General Manager Brett Veach, and Coach Andy Reid. Now, the three leaders have been together since 2017. We all know the success around the Kansas City Chiefs, and Mark Donovan is one of the most effective team presidents in the NFL, and he will have a lot on his plate as the Chiefs look to secure a long-term stadium, but the Chiefs overall and Clark Hunt keeping their leadership team in place for the long term. And like I said, continuity is certainly good, especially when you've seen the success like the Kansas City Chiefs have experienced. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.